USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Balloons, confetti, and fireworks greeting throngs of New York revelers in New York City's Times Square at midnight. In one of the globe's most watched New Year's Eve spectacles, the crowd counted down the last seconds of 2019 as a luminescent crystal ball descended down a pole. About 3,000 pounds of confetti showering the sea of people who also enjoyed performances, including by Post Malone, Sam Hunt, and Alanis Morissette. This Times Square reveler saying what many watching on TV were thinking.
That was amazing, but I wouldn't do it again unless I was in a hotel.
2019 ending, unfortunately, for Mariah Carey. Her Twitter account appears to have been hacked. The alleged hacker using the singer's account to post dozens of now-deleted lewd and racist tweets. This is USA Radio News.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kim Jong-un announced that North Korea will soon introduce a new strategic weapon. Jeffrey Lewis of the Middlebury Institute of International Studies in Monterey tells us what that means.
It could be a new missile that could strike the United States, possibly one using solid fuel rather than liquid fuel, or it could be an orbital bombardment system, the kind of thing that could fly over the South Pole. It's really, really hard to predict at this point, but the North Koreans have made pretty clear that whatever it is, it's going to be aimed at the United States.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reacted to the saber rattling.
If Chairman Kim has reneged on the commitments he made to President Trump, that is deeply disappointing. I was there when Chairman Kim made the commitment that said he would not engage in intercontinental missiles or test firing of their nuclear weapons.
The stocks closed out their best year since 2013. On this last day of 2019, there was a mixed finish on Wall Street. The Dow was down 106, the NASDAQ up 26. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former Trump campaign official has made a decision. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski had been considering a run against two-term Democratic Senator Jeanne Shaheen, but he tweets now that he is certain he would win if he ran against the Democrat, but his priorities are now his family and ensuring that President Trump is reelected. Shaheen is considered vulnerable. She only narrowly won that seat in 2014. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're out celebrating the new year, be sure to keep an eye on your vehicle. USA's John Clements reports.
Frank Scafidi of the National Insurance Crime Bureau tells us more vehicles are stolen at New Year's than any other day of the year. Why is that?
So many people go out New Year's Eve and get sideways, they can't even remember their name, much less where they parked their car.
Jerry Hagans of the Texas Department of Insurance has a theory about why so many vehicle thefts on this one day.
People are celebrating indoors for New Year's Eve parties, and they're not driving in their cars, so their cars may be unattended.
Scafidi tells us motorists in California have the biggest concern.
California, from the minute we started taking statistics, has been the number one state for auto thefts probably since the wheel was invented.
Hagans tells us Christmas is the day for the least number of vehicles stolen.
Car thieves don't want to work on Christmas like the rest of us do.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.